Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
The perfect intro for what we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. Howard, the Dirt Doctor, here with you. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We've already got people calling in, so I'll get to the phones straight away, but I do need to cover a few things. One, very important, it has to do with our latest newsletter that went out. But again, that telephone number to be with us is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods, makers of the line of dog and cat food that I recommend highly. My dogs recommend highly, and if you do have dogs or cats, I recommend that you give it a whirl. You can find out more information at victordogfood.com. No corn, no wheat, no soy, no gluten. And by the way, those are the main ingredients that contain the GMOs and the Roundup residues and the things that we're going to be talking about here quite a bit on the show. Today we have been, but we're going to again today because we've got something for you that I think you'll find very educational and important for you to pass on to other people who may be saying that Roundup is perfectly safe and they like using it. So we'll get into that in a minute. My tea today is the same as the last couple of weeks. I'm drinking coffee and I'm drinking water. The kitchen at home is finished. Looks great, but not restocked yet. So I didn't go to the trouble to pull out all my gear for tea making. I'm going to be doing some hibiscus tea. I got a little gift the other day of hibiscus tea I'm going to be trying out. It's supposed to be good for high blood pressure. I've had strangely high blood pressure for a long time to go along with my basic good health. It's always been a little bit of a head scratcher. I mean, hibiscus tea is supposed to be good for that. We'll check it out and see. The SPCA report, we got good news and bad news. Good news is Scrappy was adopted from last week, but the bad news is Bubba and Sweet Pea are still waiting for a home, and I think Sweet Pea's been there longer than Bubba, but check out our website, dirtdoctor.com, SPCA button over there on the right, and check out those two pets, and if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, go by and meet them and the other pets that are available for adoption there. This week, it's Buddy, three-year-old male, 70-pound Labrador mix. Reminds me a lot of our Carmen. Carmen, a little bigger. Carmen, 100. She was about 110 pounds when we got her. And she was about somewhere between 7 and 8 years old and just been a terrific pet. She's just been great. And I bet Buddy is going to be the same kind of a guy. Sweet fella, it says, very active. If you're looking for a running buddy or a friend to play frisbee in the park, he's your guy. Perfect companion for any and all adventures. He's very smart, loves learning new tricks. He's also eager to please people. So check him out. It's Buddy on our website. He's a good-looking guy, Luke. He's got his head cocked a little bit. That helps dogs understand things. Of course, you know that already. But check him out. The SPCA is the Jan Rees Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. Wherever you are in the country, check out the rescue organizations. They're a great place to get a pet, and I recommend that you do it. Our Tater and Carmen, that's where they came from. We've done it other ways, but that's been a very successful kind of thing. One of the things that I do from time to time on the show is tell you about the information that we have from dirtdoctor.com. And one of those things that I don't mention enough is my column in the Dallas Morning News. Those of you that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area know that it runs on Thursdays in the art and life section. But for those of you that don't take the paper, and I know a lot of people just do online these days, you can read my column in the online at DallasMorningNews.com. Go to the art and arts and life section. Howard Garrett, the current one that's on there is how to grow Japanese maples. So check that out from time to time. It's a weekly column. In Howard's garden, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got a party coming up, so we've been planting a lot of color. And right now we're planting flowers, and we're planting all white. We always do white because the shady garden white really is refreshing and brightens up the garden, and I think is a good idea for anybody. You can mix the white with other colors, which we do, but we're going to have predominantly white this year. The difference is usually Judy and I plant caladiums. We plant a couple of different white caladiums, and they're great. This year, because of an event coming up at the house, the caladiums would not have been up well, so we're planting a lot of other white things. And among the white plants on the list of things going in right now, petunias in a couple of different sizes, dianthus, all white here. Alyssum, there's a new alyssum that's a lot more durable than the old regular one. And I know for a fact because I think I got shipped some that are the old version along with the new ones, and the difference is dramatic. I think the flower production, the way they look in the beginning, is better, but also how well they last, there's a big difference. So you might quiz the garden centers about that as you shop for your plants. Let's see what else we have. We have white geraniums, and we have something else white. We planted some red color, too. We always do the dragon wing, the red dragon wing, and we put them in kind of the usual places, and then we're using the white to highlight all around. So we'll show you some pictures of that when we get it all finished. Let's see what else we needed to cover here for you. The chemical fertilizer pushers are telling you not to fertilize right now because there's rain coming. If you're following the organic recommendations that we have and using organic fertilizers and amendments and that sort of thing, you couldn't have a better time than just before a rain to fertilize. And the reason is the organic fertilizers don't wash away. They don't leach away. They behave themselves and stay in place. And when they're watered in with rain, they just do a fantastic job. We're kind of in between times for the major fertilizations. If you're starting and doing an ideal schedule, the first fertilization would be early in the year, January, February, maybe as late as March. And then the second fertilization would be early June. But if you miss that first one, fertilizing now, in fact, I put out some fertilizer yesterday on some new grass, organic, of course. And if you're doing foliar feeding, there's not a better time to do foliar feeding than this morning when I was driving over this morning. There was mist hitting the windshield. Perfect time to do foliar organic sprays. Compost tea, fish and seaweed, the entire Garrett juice formula. Best time in the world to do it because the plants are the most receptive. The foliage is the most receptive to taking those nutrients in immediately and doing a lot of good. Drenching those materials, those liquid materials into the soil, and potted plants and flowering color beds and things like that is a good thing to do as well. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about before we go to the phones, and we'll talk about it off and on today because it's such a big deal. We did a newsletter two times ago. The last one was about the Waco tree, the big bur oak that had 10 feet of soil taken off the flare. If you missed it, you can go back and see that in the archives. But before that, we really started talking about the dangers of Roundup, glyphosate, the specific active ingredient in it, that had been had some new research come out, new report come out, definitely linking it to cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it really got a lot of attention. We had a tremendous response both of the newsletter and then of the newsletter after it was posted on Facebook and people sharing it and all that. Well, we've got a new newsletter that's just gone out. It may still be going out to some people because we have such a big list. But I want to tell you about that when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett, back with you. Telephone number, I'll give you. I've got full board right now. For reference, 866-444-3478. When you hear somebody hang up, jump on here. Need to talk about this newsletter, and then we'll go right to the phone. So thanks for being patient. The newsletter that we just sent out, if you take the newsletter, and by the way, it's free if you aren't signed up for it. You do it on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Fill out the form there, or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. But the newsletter is about a video. It's about a video of a talk given by a fella that I have not met yet, but I want to very badly. It's a terrific talk about two very big issues. His name is, and I probably am not pronouncing it right, it's Thierry, T-H-I-E-R-R-Y, Thierry Vrain, Dr. Thierry Vrain. It may be Vaughn. He's from Paris, so it's probably right. And listening to his talk, he explains more clearly than anything I've ever heard the technical reasons that Roundup, glyphosate, is so damaging to human health and animal health. He's an interesting character in that he used to be pro-GMO. And he saw the light, came around. It's kind of like Dr. Phil Callahan and Dr. Michael Amaranthus, my co-author on the professional book. And sometimes people like that, I guess I'm in that category a little bit, because I used to recommend synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, didn't know any better. But anyway, Dr. Vrain gave a talk, and the talk is the newsletter, the video of the talk. It's about 40 minutes, but it's well worth watching more than once. Some of the things that he explains will go by you a little bit, did me. One reason is his accent. The way he pronounces protein, for example, is proton, and the way he pronounces a couple of other things will kind of throw you a little bit at first until you catch on to his accent. But it's terrific. He explains the pathway that glyphosate takes to destroy plants. And he also explains the whole thing. He explains a huge amount of material in a very short period of time. The first thing that he talks about is how Roundup was conceived, how it was invented. It was invented as a descaling agent to take scale and build up of metals, you know, phosphorus and calcium, things like that, off of a metal and other nasty things. And it was apparently really, really good at that. Well, after they cleaned up a bunch of metal and everything and some of the beginning trials and uses in manufacturing with this stuff, they ran into a little issue, and that was, how do you get rid of this stuff? And they started getting rid of it in places where there were plants, and it killed all the plants. That's how they discovered its herbicidal use, and thus Roundup was created. The people that defend Roundup, and not only defend it, recommend it and sell it and everything else, say that the pathway, the shikimate pathway in plants, the way it kills a plant, doesn't exist in humans and animals, which it doesn't. Problem is, they forgot one little issue. The bacteria in your body, which is most of your body, the microorganisms make up far more of your body than anything else, do have the same pathway. And that's where the damage to health comes in. He explains it a lot better than I can, obviously. And, obviously, if you haven't seen it yet, it will be obvious when you hear him. So if you didn't get the newsletter, we've got it on Facebook now. Facebook, it's facebook.com and go to /thedirtdoctor. Or you can go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and the archives has it there. But you need to check it out. And then when somebody on the radio or television or a landscape contractor or some extension agent tells you that Roundup is perfectly safe, you'll have the information about how crazy they are to say something like that, because the information is there. It's not any secret, and it's not hard to understand once you see the details and hear him talk about it. So check it out. Again, it's Dr. Vrain, V-R-A-I-N, if you want to look him up too, which I did. He's got a Facebook that he's just started being active on. The talk is also on his Facebook, but it's real easy to find on our stuff, so check it out right away. To the phones, Frank in Auburn, California is first. What is up, Frank?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a number of citrus trees on my property, a grapefruit, a lemon, and a Washington navel orange.
Okay.
The lemon and the grapefruit are doing phenomenal on as far as blooms go. For the first time ever, my Washington navel had about 5 blooms this year. I've never seen that happen. And the other two, like I say, the lemon and the grapefruit, they have a ton of bloom. So I'm wondering what could have happened this year that hasn't happened in the past.
Well, I don't know, but one of the things that I'd recommend to you, because we learned it from a grower from a nursery in Houston, is to use a very specific product. Let me talk to you about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of GaraJuice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Frank in Auburn, California, about his fruit trees. One of them's not blooming as well as it used to. Is that basically the premise, Frank?
Close, but it's completely non-existent.
No buds,
normal.
No flowers at all. Well, there's two things that can happen. One is that for whatever reason, it's not the right variety for your area. That's probably not it. The second most common thing that happens when you've seen blooms before and then they go away is that the tree is too deep in the ground, too deep in the soil. Have you heard me talk about that issue very much in the past?
I haven't, but can I interrupt you just for a second?
Sure.
I did have one other issue that I am questioning if that is the issue. I had one of the main branches in the center of the tree broke last year. And this year, like I say, it doesn't have any blooms, but a ton of new growth. So I'm wondering if all of the energy has gone to give the tree more growth, and that's the lack of the bloom.
Well, that you're good. You're thinking well, taking that thought, but that's probably not it, because even if it took away some of the energy from producing flower buds and flowers and things, you'd still see some. The plant being too deep in the ground, having the flare covered, can shut down the blooming and production. It's the most common thing that I see in fruit trees. So it usually doesn't shut it down completely. It usually just limits growth and limits production. But if it's pretty severe, I think you can probably shut it down. So that's first thing I would do. Are these in pots or in the ground?
They're in the ground.
Okay. First thing I do is go out, look at the base of the trees, and you can send me a photograph to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we can see if we see anything else. But I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that they're too deep in the ground. Almost 100% of the fruit trees that people present to me with some kind of problems are too deep in the soil. And if you take that soil away with stiff brushes or by hand or with hard tools, if you're extremely careful, professionals do it with what's called the air spade, and get down to where the true flares are starting to flare out and become the major roots, and have that exposed to air, it'll change the way the tree produces dramatically if it is too deep in the ground. I bet it is. Now, the other thing you can do that'll help all your trees, and we stumbled in this, as I mentioned, in Houston. I was doing a personal appearance there several years ago. One of my new books was out, and I was meeting people and signing books, and the old fellow that ran the nursery came up to me, and he said, "Say, I want to talk to you about that Garrett juice," which is the mixture, you know, we talk about all the time for foliar feeding and drenching plants. It's compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, basically. And I thought, oh, boy, I'm fixing to get it for some reason here. I wonder if we kill some plants or something. He said, I've been in the nursery business for a long time, and it's essential that we have our plants in bloom, you know, to be able to sell them easier. And he said, I've never used a product in my career that helps set buds and flowers better than the Garrett juice does. And we didn't even realize that that was one of the assets of the mixture until he brought it up like that. And then we started watching it, and sure enough, that was the case. So it's a wonderful root stimulator, and directly related to that is the setting of the buds. But if the plants are too deep in the ground, and like I said, most fruit trees are, I'd say, Frank, 99% of them are too deep in the ground. You fix that, and boy, everything starts happening. Now, if 99% of them are too deep in the ground, how do we have production at all? Well, plants will still produce if they're too deep in the ground, but you'll have not as good a production as you can, and you'll also have insects and disease issues popping up that you have to deal with more because the plant's in stress. And yours may be so bad that that's literally what's shutting down the buds.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. That sounds very helpful. I usually use the shovel trick where you put the shovel across the hole, that's how deep I plant it.
Well, usually they come to you from the nursery too deep in the containers. That's where you really get tricked.
Gotcha.
So take it down to the flare. Look at our website for pictures and more suggestions. I need to move on. We got a lot of people holding, but I think if you do that, you'll have great turnaround of the plant.
You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
Let's go to, and by the way, full. Bill on the road in Oklahoma somewhere. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks.
We have a problem with biting flies, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions for something we could broadcast or maybe plant and grow, or if there's a natural enemy we could try and help promote around the house.
Well, one of the things that the company called Arbico, which is a mail-order beneficial insect and organism company, Arbico, one of the things they specialize in is fly control. So I'd recommend that as one thing to do, but the flies, the biting flies, tend to be flies that come around. For example, if you have dogs, those biting flies will attack the ears of dogs who have upright ears, and they'll really bloody them up. And one of the things, do you have any pets on the place?
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay. The first step, then, is to make sure on a daily basis you pick up the poop. And don't leave it out. You can throw it in the compost containers to mix. What I do is we put it in with the the waste that comes from the kitchen into metal containers, and it helps to grow the black soldier fly larvae better than anything you can do is having that that combination of plant and manure. Some people will tell you not to put pet waste in the compost. I don't believe in that at all, if you're using an organic program especially. So that's step one, is get rid of the animal's waste. Don't leave it out, because that's where those flies breed. Second thing, talk to the insectaries. Other insectaries are good about flies too, any of those people. And you also might try one of the things that we've done newsletters on, and that's hanging the clear plastic bags full of water around. It helps with several different species of flies to repel them. They don't like it at all.
I've seen that before, but I've never put any faith in that.
It actually works. There's a restaurant chain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that uses it outside dining areas, and they do it every year and have great luck with it.
Do you have to put a penny in the bag?
Penny doesn't. It's interesting, I guess, but I've talked to people who've done it with the penny in the bag and without. It seems that a good plump plastic bag full of water that's nice and clean forms some kind of something about it bothers the fly. We've written, you could look on dirtdoctor.com and see some of the things I've written about it, but it's worth a try for sure.
All right. Well, since you suggested it, I'll go along with looking at the other website and see what we can do, and we'll try some water bags.
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
yes, sir.
The call. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Midlothian, Texas. Here's Mike. Hey, Mike. Mike listening on the radio instead of the phone. Counting down, 5, 4, 3, 2. Mike, you there?
Yes, in Midlothian?
Yeah.
Yes. I was calling. We got about a quarter of an acre that we wanted to have hydromulched. But the guy, of course, told us, he said the process is to scalp as low as possible and then use Roundup to kill it for him to guarantee to make sure all. So what do you think about to kill all the weeds once I?
Well, what kind of weeds are we dealing with there, Mike, that you need to get rid of?
Well, we have crabgrass and bits, little of everything.
What is he going to guarantee that he couldn't guarantee if he had those weeds still there?
Well, he said he'll guarantee it if you have a sprinkler system and if you kill the weeds and you level the ground out, but to make sure you kill all the weeds. So,
well, if it were mine, I tell you what I would do. I would scalp it and I would take a box scraper and just scrape the top off, put it in a pile in a compost, turn it into a compost situation, and then go ahead and plant whatever you're going to plant. You're going to plant Bermuda grass? Is that why you're hydromulching it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The other thing that you can do that I would probably do, and I did this at our home when we bought this, where we've lived now since 1985, and that is we had a yard full of all kind of weeds and everything too. So what we did, we just scalped it, and we fertilized it. Back in those days, I wasn't using organic fertilizer yet. But I fertilized it well, kept it mowed, mulched it. I was into mulching back in those days. And lo and behold, the good grasses, you know, all of a sudden started appearing out of nowhere. So if your situation was mine, I'd scalp it down. I'd put out some Bermuda seed. I prefer buffalo myself. And then keep it watered and don't go to the expense of doing the hydromulch. One of the things about hydromulch that I've written about, and I've done a whole book on turf grass that is the latest book that I've done, organic lawn care, hydromulching has a basic flaw. It's not a fatal flaw, but it's a basic flaw, and that is that the people that do hydromulching mix the seed into the mulch, into the slurry. And when they blow that stuff out, the seed is suspended. If they put out a heavy layer of the mulch and everything, which they ought to do, the seed is actually suspended up in the mulch, up in the hydro mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you have to really water a lot to make sure those roots, when they germinate, go down and get touch the soil and keep growing. It's a whole lot better to put the seed down, touching the soil first, and then hydro mulch on top of that.
But
if it were mine, how many acres do you say we were doing?
We're starting out because it cost a lot, just about a quarter of an acre.
Quarter of an acre. I'd put the seed out, and I'd start watering it, and I'd eliminate the cost of the hydro mulch, period.
That sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
You said there's some kind of glue they put in with it, too, the natural.
You can do that.
Ground.
I don't see it being a great advantage with Bermuda grass. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40-50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. I talked to Michael a bit more off the air about the alternatives to spraying Roundup before you plant seed. I would scalp and rough up the soil. He brought that up. Should you rough up the soil with a disc? I said, yeah, it's a good idea to do that, or knives that rip and rough it up, or core aerate before you plant the seed. And after you've scalped down all of the existing vegetation that's there, it's done a lot, and it can be very successful and quite economical to go that route. If you want to kill the grasses and the weeds that are there with the organic techniques, there are several ways to go, and we've covered them in a newsletter. You can find it in the library of dirtdoctor.com also, besides in the archives of the newsletter. There are vinegar, natural organic herbicides. There are citrus, orange oil, based products. There are fatty acid products like scythe and racer and several others. And there are flame devices, both large enough for agricultural use and small enough to walk around and do by hand. One's called Red Dragon that we have specifically had some experience with. So if you do want to kill the stuff first, you can do that. What I recommend in a landscape situation is if you're going to want to plant a monoculture of some new grass like zoysia or buffalo or whatever it is, and you want to make sure you're starting with a clean slate, best thing to do is have the landscape contractor, if it's a large enough area, if it's not, do it yourself, take off an inch and a half of soil after scalping, because that removes, you can go to 2 inches if you want, but that removes all the rhizomes, all the reproductive parts of the grass, and you'll have a clean slate to plant the new stuff. The Roundup, the golf course where I play, just sprayed Roundup on the driving range so they could, you know, kill what was there. The winter grass is still around, and plant the new summer grasses. I won't go out and use it. You're going, and I know I'm around Roundup all the time there and in Dallas, driving around the parks, the highway department, the other people spraying Roundup. But the more I learn about the tremendous danger to your health from Roundup, I'm starting to make some moves now to try to limit it as much as possible. It's impossible to be totally away from it, because if you eat and you don't eat 100% organic, which none of us do, you're going to be eating food that has the Roundup in the food. because they spray Roundup now just before harvest. And it's explained in the video that I'm recommending that you take a look at to do something a little different than just killing weeds. It has another use that they think is really great. But the end result is that Roundup ends up being in the corn, in the wheat, in the soy, in the gluten, in the beets, in a whole bunch of food that we eat. Now, this video that I'm recommending that not only that you listen to more than once, but also send it, share it with other people. I was talking to Bob Webster about it on his show, and we were talking about how important it is to send this thing to other folks and share it with them. Especially people that are just naive and don't know, on the one hand, and the other hand, to the landscape contractors and the other experts that are telling you that it's okay to use this stuff. Try to get it in front of as many people as you possibly can. That talk that Vrain does, the title is The Nutritional Status of GMOs, and then the cut line under that is glyphosate modified organisms. You know, it's billed as a talk to talk about GMOs, but his entire talk is about the dangers of Roundup, because if it's genetically modified food crops, it's being sprayed with Roundup, and the Roundup in it is what is the real problem. We got open line all of a sudden here, 866-444-3478. Ed in Grapevine is next up. Hey, Ed.
Hey, how you doing,
Mr. Doing great.
Super. Got a quick question for you.
Sure.
I have several trees, about 17 trees on my third acre lot, and most of them are oak, different types of oak. And I've left these leaves underneath the bushes and shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
I've raked up all the leaves on the grass, on the lawn. But can I leave these leaves under the bushes, or do I really need to rake them and get them out from under bushes and shrubs?
Well, I do. I think that's the natural mulch.
Okay, so I don't need to shred them up. I can just leave them there.
You can. You can speed up the breakdown of the leaves by throwing some dry molasses in there or something like that. But that's how it works in nature, in the forest. So doing it at home like that, if you don't mind the look, is no problem at all.
Great. All I needed to know. Dry molasses, get that at any store?
Many of the stores that sell any organic products, dry molasses has become a basic staple, so it should be easy for you to find.
Good deal. I appreciate it. Thank you, and you have a good day.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And good timing there. We got to take a little break here, and we'll come back and talk more about whatever is on your mind. The number is 866-444-3478. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. All you have to do is fill out the little form that's on the homepage of the website, or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. The current newsletter is very important. It's a speech, a video of a speech that I want you to hear. I want you to listen to. It's going to help you a lot to understand the danger of one of the most ubiquitous products, one of the most brilliantly marketed products in the history of the world, Roundup, and why you should get away from it. Telephone number again is 866-444-3478.